This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
Hello and welcome. I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME, and this is ARRL Audio News for Friday, March 19th, 2021. The QSO Today Virtual Ham Expo attracted thousands of participants over the March 13th, 14th weekend, taking a different tack than it did for its inaugural event last August. The expo leveraged the capabilities of 2 virtual event platforms to increase interaction among attendees, speakers, and exhibitors. All did not go smoothly, however, and technical issues arose. 80 presentations now are available for on-demand viewing. Go to www.qsotodayhamexpo.com. ARRL, a QSO Today Virtual Ham Expo partner, enjoyed virtual visits to its lab and membership services and field services representatives. Senior test engineer Bob Allison, WB1GCM, live-streamed from inside the lab's screen room, where QST product review testing is conducted. CEO David Minster, NA2AA, delivered the event's keynote address. Minster said ARRL would become a bigger player in the digital age.
A major part of the digital transformation at ARRL has to do with taking our excellence in content development and editing and bringing it to video. You are seeing more activity from us on YouTube, the Learning Network, and then later this year, the launch of our Learning Center. Video has established itself as a modern approach for mentoring and Elmering. It's on all the time, available to fit your schedule. It's easy to pause, repeat, and refer back to.
QSO Today's Eric Guth, 4Z1UG, apologized afterward for the poor experience many participants had in accessing and navigating the event. Dayton Hamvention has announced its 2021 award winners. Amateur of the Year is Angel Vasquez, WP3R. The head of Telescope Operations and Puerto Rico Coordination Zone Spectrum Manager for Puerto Rico's famous Arecibo Observatory. He was cited for his unswerving and diligent support of amateur radio throughout the entire territory of Puerto Rico and worldwide. Tamitha Scove, WX6SWW, well known as the Space Weather Woman, is the year's Hamvention Technical Achievement Award recipient, calling her a real space pioneer. The awards committee said those who have seen her space weather forecasts will agree that she is energetic and excited about her work. Special Achievement Award recipient Wes Lamboli, W3WL, was nominated by his peers for his lifelong high-energy support for the science and art of amateur radio. Not only has he supported youth coaching, membership recruiting, and technical problem assistance, he always does it with a smile and great humor, the awards committee said. Lamboli spent 40 years in the aerospace industry and credits ham radio for much of his success. Hamvention named the ARRL-affiliated Vienna Wireless Society in Virginia as the Club of the Year. The committee noted that the club's 280 members focus on youth education and public service and promote the growth of ham radio. The club is now the largest and most active in the Washington, D.C. area. This is ARRL Audio News, heard in the Harris, Texas area Wednesdays at 8 p.m. on the 146.86 and 442.75 repeaters, courtesy of the Clear Lake Amateur Radio Club. Time now for the AMSAT report. Ham satellites that have gone dark sometimes have a knack for resurrecting themselves. Remember AO7? Well, it's happened again. The Delphi N3XT is back to life after a 7-year hiatus. On February 9th, an automatic email notification was received from the satellite's ground station, indicating that a signal had been heard from the Delphi satellite. That capability was programmed into the system, so it was a big surprise to all concerned. Now that Delphi N3XT is transmitting again, steps are being taken to further its mission. Launched in 2013, the satellite operated successfully for 3 months. Contact with the satellite was lost in late 2014 after an experiment with the amateur radio linear transponder. The big question now is what may have failed and what is now working to allow the satellite to transmit. More research needs to be done to sort this all out. The AMSAT report comes to us each week, courtesy of Bruce Page, KK5DO. Continuing in the space vein, some 6 weeks after going silent following a spacewalk that installed new antenna cabling, the amateur radio on the International Space Station ham station in the Columbus module is once again operational. The problem arose after a January 27th spacewalk that replaced a coax feed line between Columbus and the antenna. While the specific cause of the problem has not yet been determined, a March 13th spacewalk that restored the antenna cabling to its original configuration provided the cure. During the weekend spacewalk, one astronaut swapped out a cable for the Bartolomeo commercial payload handling platform that had been installed in series with the ARRIS VHF-UHF antenna feed line. This returned the ARRIS system to its pre-January 27th configuration. On March 14th, ARRIS was able to confirm the operation's success when APRS signals on 145.825 were heard in the western U.S. ARRIS has now declared the radio system once again operational. This is ARRL Audio News, heard in Bedford, Virginia, Fridays, Saturdays, and Mondays on the K4LYL 147-105 repeater. Here's a ham radio service you don't often hear about. The Chattanooga Times Free Press newspaper in Tennessee reports that in the wake of the deaths of two radio amateurs, the Lone Ranger Net was established to check each evening that members were okay. The system of nightly radio checks gives affected hams a way to signal if they need help. The net meets every evening at 7 p.m. local, 7 days a week. Jim Gifford, KM4MPF, a 44-year-old Chattanooga businessman, said the Lone Ranger Net was established after one elderly radio operator died of natural causes and another died at his home due to an accident. In both cases, their deaths were not immediately known to friends and family members, he told the newspaper. Now, if someone in the Lone Ranger Net fails to check in on any given night, they get a text, a phone call, or even a knock on the door to make sure all is okay, Gifford said. And across the pond, the IARU Region 1 Youth Working Group has said no youth events will take place before mid-June and that it will review those scheduled for later in the year as the pandemic situation evolves. Region 1 covers Europe, Africa, and the Mideast. The group said these events make social distancing difficult and it doesn't believe it would be possible for them to take place safely. Other 2021 events will remain on the calendar for the time being. These include youth amateur radio direction finding and high-speed telegraphy competitions. Whether these will take place as scheduled remains up in the air. The 45th Ham Radio event in Friedrichshafen, Germany is still planned for June 25th through the 27th, but the Deutsche Amateur Radio Club, the DARC, concedes that the COVID-19 pandemic is making planning exceedingly difficult. The DARC is the event sponsor, but the Friedrichshafen Fairgrounds and local authorities in Friedrichshafen have the last word. Planning underway includes appropriate hygienic and physical distancing policies. And that's ARRL Audio News for Friday, March 19th, 2021. I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME 73, and thanks for listening.
ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.